We invite you to enjoy this meditation presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on December 24, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, Where's the Baby?
Lord, may your words be my words this night. Amen. Christmas, a time for giving gifts to those we love. Our children, our spouse, parents, other family, and of course, dear friends. Perhaps sometimes we give gifts even to some we don't have a good relationship with, or those we have somehow hurt or have hurt us. Indeed, sometimes a gift, no matter how simple, can be a great way to open the door to mend a relationship. Sometimes it's successful, and sometimes it is not. That tradition goes back over 2,000 years to when God gave the people of this world the greatest gift ever, the gift of Jesus, God's Son. That gift was given to the Jewish people of Israel when the time was right. Some of those people he was pleased with, and some he was quite angry with. The Old Testament is full of stories of God's pleasure and displeasure with the Jewish people, his chosen people. The gift of Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, could mend the relationship or not. People then, as people today, will accept or reject God and his messenger and message. It's their choice, and we cannot change that. We have been hearing through the several readings this evening of God's promise to give us a Savior, a Messiah, as we heard from the prophet Isaiah. The word to Mary from the angel Gabriel that she would conceive by the Holy Spirit and bear a very special son. What a wonderful gift to the world, a Savior who would bring us forgiveness, show us the way to a life right with God, and bring us the promise of eternal life. How could anyone not embrace that? But like many today, not everyone accepted that gift. Jesus didn't come to make life simple for us, but came to show us a path to follow towards God and a path of love for one another. That's not always easy. Yet for over 2,000 years, his message has endured and his coming into the world has been celebrated. The scriptures foretold of this wondrous birth, but also foretold of the other end of his life. It was not going to be an easy path for this holy child. Mary and Joseph were devout Jews. They were well aware of the teachings and prophecies. So the joy of Jesus' birth must have been tempered by the teachings about what his life would be. The Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know?, asks several questions of, did you know that this baby boy would one day, well, good things, miracles. It doesn't ask about the squabbles he would have with the religious leadership, his trial, his crucifixion, or his rising again. All parts of the life this little baby would have, both to enjoy and to endure as he carried out the ministry God set before him. There is a beautiful sketch by the Italian Baroque artist Guido Reni of Mary cradling the sleeping baby Jesus in her arms, very much like the figure in our manger. She has a loving but serious look on her face. He has a somewhat distressed look on his sleeping face. While she cannot see his face from the position they are in, she is clearly comforting her baby. She knows in her heart what the future holds for him. And while she is likely afraid for him, in this moment, she shows a mother's love and comfort, the sort of deep love Jesus would one day show us. I think she is also filled with a sense of pride this night, knowing the wonderful things this little baby would bring to the world, and perhaps a bit overwhelmed by the responsibility now on her shoulders as a new mother, with a baby destined to change the world. So, where's the baby? In the manger? Asleep on the hay? Well, yes, we do have a baby Jesus in our manger, as do so many people around the world. But Christmas really is not about the baby. It is about how we respond to that baby, how we live because of that wondrous birth. That baby, born in Bethlehem so long ago, must not be kept in the manger, but should be in our hearts all year long, all the years of our lives. I share with you this poem entitled, A Child is Born, the author of which is unknown. A child is born in Bethlehem. A child is born today. He brings us joy beyond compare to guide us on our way. The shepherds heard his cry at night as angels sang their song. They rushed to see this precious child and knew they would belong. So let us gather round him now and give him all our praise. For he is our Redeemer. His love will never fade. My friends, cherish that gift you have received yet again this Christmas. Unlike that pair of socks or new toy, this gift will last your lifetime and beyond. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, we celebrate again your coming into this troubled world to bring us life and hope. May we welcome you into our hearts and lives this Christmas and in all the days ahead. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have heard a meditation delivered on December 24, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, Where's the Baby? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.